My name's Luke Harris, and I'm going to talk about my work as a sports photographer. I've always been a sports fan. Once I even took part in a national golf tournament. And I also used to go and watch big tennis matches. One day a friend invited me to a diving event at my local pool, and I noticed someone taking pictures of it. I thought how cool it'd be to do a job like that. I got lucky because I was introduced to a professional photographer and asked him how he'd managed to do so well. He said that, of course, you need good equipment, though that's not the key thing. There are so many similar photos out there, and imagination is what's required to make yours stand out. And he said I shouldn't worry too much about my experience, or lack of it. If your pictures are good enough, you can still achieve a lot. I got a job with my local newspaper when I was only 21 and had to cover a local football team. My first day wasn't easy. I'd heard that there wasn't much shelter at the ground and that the wind could make photography difficult. The problem was more the rain, though, which was heavy and affected all my shots. Now I've got used to working in any conditions, even snow. You can always get a good photo if you try. Sometimes I have to cover sports I'm not interested in and don't know much about, but you do need to know the rules of the game. You can't turn up unprepared. And discovering something about the personalities in the sport is crucial. They're often larger than life and can be key to understanding the appeal of a sport. And it can often help to look into the history of the sport too. Of course, I have to concentrate on photographing the players, but there are plenty of other people that matter. My pictures of the fans have come in for a lot of attention. Getting a shot of their reactions to what's happening is so rewarding. I have colleagues who choose to zoom in on the coaches and are only satisfied when they get good close-up shots. I have to think carefully about where to take the photo from. In football matches, photographers often want to be behind the goal, but everyone's getting the same pictures, so my best images aren't always taken from there. 12 months back, at a major athletics event, I tried standing alongside the running track, rather than behind the finishing line, which I usually do. I saw so much and got a picture that I think is more impressive than anything else I took around that time. Sport's full of drama, so I don't think most photographers have any problems getting that across. The emotion in people's faces is incredible, and it doesn't take much to capture that. Sport's often a serious business, though, and it's good to find the humour in it where you can. That's a challenge, though not impossible. When you're inexperienced, lots can go wrong. The focus might not be right, and there can be all sorts of problems with a lens. That can ruin a shot. Generally, I don't get too concerned about the light. You can produce great images even when it's dull and overcast. People always ask if there's anything I don't like about the job. I think they imagine the pressure's difficult to deal with, having to work fast or missing important moments. The travel I'm not so keen on because it gets quite tiring. Some people say the competition with other photographers must be tough, but I don't think about that. Photographers are lucky people. It's hard not to be carried away by the atmosphere inside the stadiums I go to, places like the Valley in London. They all have their special character. I get a real buzz from going to one stadium in Scotland. It's called Parkhead. It's huge and they do everything there, even pop concerts.
Now you'll hear part two again. That's the end of part two.